This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The time, for those of you who keep track of such things, is coming up on 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of my colleagues on the DJV show. They would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. So I'm going to do something a little different this week, ladies, with your permission. Or even if I don't have your permission. But I'm going to try something different here.
Where we stand.
You know, well, you're sitting, aren't you, at the moment? I think
at the moment, yes.
All right. So I'm going to go through all the stories and all the people. I'm going to ask you to pick out the one that you would like to talk about most, and we'll jump from there. All right? So
sure.
The story list, the top 10 stories this week, start at number 10 with the story of those murder hornets. That goes back to the beginning of the week, came to America on that Chinese ship, but apparently they have their derivation in Japan. So when you look at those pictures, we'll talk about that. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the end of the charges against him. Number 8, the situation, the relationship situation that we find ourselves in, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whatever that situation. Number 7 is a focus on technology and censorship on things like Facebook. Number 6, the jogger in Georgia that was killed and its impact on race relations in our country yet again. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, the economy and the situation, the debate that's going on reopening businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Healthcare, number 2 and number 1, all the stats and when are we going to get out of this and that sort of thing that continues to be on people's minds. On the people list, Michael Flynn is at 10. Fatty is number 9, Kim Jong-un. Zuckerberg is number 8. 7 is Ahmaud Arbery. We'll talk about that situation down in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 6 is Michelle Obama. 5, Joe Biden and Tara Reid sort of tied for that position. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at 4. Dr. Fauci and his colleague Dr. Birx at 3. Mike Pence at 2 and Donald Trump at number 1. So can I, before we do, ask each other what we think is not most important, but what stimulates us the most this week. I don't know anything, and I must, whether I ignore these sorts of things or not, I might not have ignored it if I'd have paid attention to it or even seen it, but I haven't seen or heard anything about this Michelle Obama film. What do you ladies know about that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the DJV show. It's the documentary of her book tour, Becoming.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I thought there was something else. Yeah, all right. Yeah. They've done stuff. They have a contract, I think, with Netflix.
They have a production company, they have a certain number of properties that they have to deliver.
Yeah. Are you interested in seeing that?
I am. I've seen bits and pieces of her book tour along the way, and it sounds interesting. I haven't read the whole. I didn't read all of the book. I started reading it, and then I just don't have time to read books at this point. But I have heard lots of good things about it. That it's a wonderful memoir. So
I don't have it.
I'm going to take a pass on it.
Why? Is it because you're married to Obama? You didn't like Obama?
No. It has no. You know what? That's so ridiculous. It's not that I don't like either one of them. It's just I don't really. I don't know. It's weird to me when you put out a documentary about yourself. I don't know. That's the first project of their production company.
No, it's not. No, the first project the second won an Oscar. Yeah.
But the second project is about Michelle Obama. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Trump's going to put out a documentary about himself?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'd watch it. I'm just saying I'm not interested in particularly hearing a documentary that you put out by
I'm not much interested in either, even though I like her. I think she's very likable. I think she balanced him a lot from going way off the deep end in many areas of his leadership. And so, but I
well,
like
the point
her.
Of the documentary is really to highlight the stories that she, the people she met along the way, and sharing their stories. It's really not just look at me, but whatever. If people don't like her, they don't like her. You know,
that has nothing to do with it. I just don't, I'm not really interested in it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not interested either in seeing it, but I do like her. I have not. It's not to do with liking her or not liking her. I have much more regard for her.
I wouldn't watch a documentary on Nancy Reagan.
I would. I think that would be interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
Of stuff on television that I have to catch up on way before that comes up in the list.
Victoria, of these stories, which one do you want to talk about? Which one has piqued your interest this week, or do you think needs more discussion? Because a lot of this stuff doesn't really need any more discussion.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we've discussed a lot of it. The murder hornets for sure freaked me out the most of any of these stories. That bug is ugly. I saw a little clip of it taking down a mouse, and it's just, that freaks me out the most. And
so what do we do about getting rid of stuff like that?
It's being overblown. Some expert on bees and insects, I guess, was talking about how it's in Washington, but all these other states who are panicking about it coming their way it's an overreaction, just because it seems like a funny story to talk about a murder hornet, probably. But I think people, if they're really worried about them coming, this guy said that because of the ecology, they're going to do better in Washington, right near the Canadian border, rather than places further south. Now, how many times have we been downplayed about something that's ultimately come to get us? I don't know. Many times. But
in New York, with Central Park and then the botanical gardens in the Bronx being whatever the term is, there's certain things that are in Central Park, certain things growing in the botanical gardens that attract this thing.
All right, so Jennifer, your turn. Out of all of these things, which do you want to talk about? Which one has found the book on the local show?
This is the most important story maybe in our lifetime, and I don't know that it's going to get the attention because the mainstream news media was complicit in it. And as much as the murder hornets scare me, this scares me a whole lot more when I know that the federal government is weaponizing itself against American people. And if they want you to be guilty, then you're going to be guilty. And I think that's eye-opening, and it's
I don't think that's anything new. I think there's been a lot of stuff.
You're right about that.
The IRS used to do that. Still does it.
The IRS would target people all the time. Now, if you missed just kind of an overview of what's happening this week, it goes far beyond Michael Flynn. Maybe the most recent piece of news is that under pressure, Adam Schiff, who's at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, released transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel during the Russia probe that happened between 2017 and 2018. And the reason he released them, it's really funny. Adam Schiff, and I think maybe he might be, who knows, people are dumb when they vote, but... despite real evidence, I think people ignore it and instead focus on what's fake. And Adam Schiff has come out for years, and I think we can all agree, saying that he had seen direct evidence of collusion between President Trump, or then at that time, candidate Trump, and Russia. He said it a million times. We've seen direct evidence of collusion. He'd come out shaking his head after he did his big interviews. Well, it turns out that Adam Schiff, even though he said he'd like to release these documents, really didn't when he had the opportunity. They were declassified. He was able to release them, and he refused. And so finally, there was enough pressure from Republicans in the House of Representatives to actually have Adam Schiff release these documents, and also a threat from the Director of National Intelligence, who said, if you don't release them, Adam, I will. So finally, on Thursday of this past week, Adam Schiff released late transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel. Now, in those interviews, if you start to filter through them, he talked to 57 different people. He had 57 transcripts that were released. Not one of them provided any evidence at all direct or otherwise, of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Yet Adam Schiff came out every single night saying how he had seen evidence of such things. That was not true. Even people like James Clapper, who was the former director of intelligence for President Obama, came out and said he saw no direct evidence of collusion. What has James Clapper been doing the last few years? Well, he's been a pundit and a talking head on cable news where he's talked about some of that evidence that exists, the collusion narrative. He never saw it when he testified under oath. So now you're seeing all of these people who start to lie, to start drafting this story that people can't unsee in the headlines that we've been pushed on, that have been pushed on us for the last 3 years. So those transcripts are out. Even Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who turned on Trump, said he had never seen any evidence of Trump colluding with Russia. All of these things falling apart. Now, also unraveling is the Mueller investigation and why it was even started. And it seems that the whole Mueller investigation was started because of that dossier that we heard so much about. And in that dossier, which everyone knew was fake and was uncorroborated, they still started an investigation which led to a special prosecutor, special counsel and Robert Mueller taking on this investigation really on no evidence. And so the question is why they did that, who was behind it, and who made the decision. And the latest card to fall is that Michael Flynn, who was targeted by these investigators and being grilled under the guise of, and this was written in a margin by FBI investigators saying the goal was to get Michael Flynn to lie so they could prosecute him or get him fired. Apparently, this went all the way back to President Obama, who it was now being reported that Obama was the one directly who told Susan Rice and James Comey that Michael Flynn had spoken to Russian Ambassador Kislyak back in the transition period when President Trump was awaiting his administration to go into that, his administration was waiting to go into office in January of 2016.
Well, President Obama also during the transition meetings with Trump warned him about Michael Flynn. Mm-hmm. So if
and
Obama
why?
Was well, but my point though is if Obama's the bad guy who's trying to take Trump down, why did he warn him to stay away from Michael Flynn? Because Michael
Obama
Flynn wasn't
is not
a good
necessarily
guy.
No, Obama's not necessarily right. I'm not willing to connect him yet to wanting to take Trump down, although I think it's really possible because certainly his administration and the leftovers of his administration were absolutely trying to take President Trump down. So, but I'm not going to go as far as to say that. What I will say is that President Obama did not like Michael Flynn. That's not something unprecedented. He fired Michael Flynn. They had a very public disagreement. Michael Flynn embarrassed him when he started campaigning with President Trump, and this whole narrative about Michael Flynn actually started at the desk, and there's now evidence to prove it in the Oval Office with President Obama and Susan Rice.
But what I'm saying is he didn't. There was something else that Obama did not that he believed that Flynn was not a good guy. That was not.
No,
just,
what I'm saying is he made it. This is all created in his administration. He had it out for Michael Flynn.
And
that's why he told Trump that. That's why he told
very
James
discouraging
that.
That all of this stuff is done
Michael
at the behest
Flynn's
of you and your tax. This is what my tax dollars are going for.
I
think I'll withhold my income tax this year. I'm not interested in paying for this kind of stuff. And there's more and more evidence that this sort of thing is going on. 20 past the hour. Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced
vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV show cast. We are cast in this hour to take the charts from Talkers Magazine that are published every week at talkers.com. They are the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so we have, I'm stuck a little bit on 7, which is about technology, more because, and I'm not even sure that you would agree, this is a technological story. Amazon is considered big in the tech world and big in the whole world. And so these whistleblowers that were fired because they were complaining about the working conditions, and now some senators are asking questions. They want to interview Bezos and find out why it is that these people were fired. Why were they fired? What was the, does anybody know what the background was of, because Bezos and his company have defended the fire, and you see all these ads everywhere. We're hiring, $15 an hour.
Part of the agreement when you work for Amazon is you're not allowed to disparage Amazon, and so that was the grounds, I believe, for their firing.
So,
in which they did.
You have
they,
to quit first, and then you disparage them. Right?
I guess. Yeah, that's the rule. I guess. I mean, if that's how you, if it's that important to you, sure.
Well,
I mean, look, Amazon has had a lot of problems with the virus, and
well,
a lot of people
too
have
big.
Come forward. Well, no, I mean,
how do you manage that company? It's too big. Like, government's too big.
They've had a lot of issues with the virus spreading throughout the warehouses, and a lot of workers, rightly so, feel it's not a safe environment. So well, if you don't feel like your workplace is a safe environment right now, you know, you're allowed to say something unless you work for Amazon and then you're not and you can get fired for it.
So is that the case? There have been complaints about all these meatpacking places that have closed down because they're full of coronavirus. Some of the fast food restaurants are closing down because of the virus. And this is on, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about with regard to, it's all things virus. I know that we tend to wrap ourselves around. But the we're now talking about airlines and how to go public and get back to normal. We still have to wear a mask. Why wasn't this, when it first came out, why are we waiting until the middle of May when, admittedly, all of this stuff is on the downturn? Why are we in public being told, if you don't wear a mask, there's a preacher in Boston that's running his, opens his church every Sunday, and you know, even though you're not supposed to have gatherings, he brings people in and gets fined every week by the city, and he still does it. But, you know, why wasn't there earlier on a mandate to wear masks and take care of yourself and others?
We're so far behind this virus. In every place.
Well, what good does it do now? I mean, I guess it'll
do
some
good. The only thing we can do now is try to prevent the second wave from being worse than the first. It's a known fact at this point. There will be another wave, maybe even a third. Just like the Spanish flu had three waves. But the Spanish flu, the second and the third waves were so much more severe than the first one, and we're trying to prevent that from happening. Because, look, we saw what happened in the first wave. Our economy went into the crapper. Everything was shut down. If we don't take precautions now, it's going to be so much worse for the second wave and the economic ramifications associated with it. So it makes sense we have to do what we can do.
Putting the two of them together. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I feel like there's so much explaining that needs to be done about the masks for me. I mean, I understand in theory why people are being told to wear them. I'm respectful of that. But the misinformation about not wearing them, then wearing them,
it's a streamlined message, though. You're wearing it not so that you don't catch it. It's so that you don't give it to someone. I think everybody can understand that. That's a pretty simple message.
We should have had that message early on. Well, that's not a difficult message to comprehend,
right?
And they knew
Gene Simmons gets it. Remember earlier in the week on the DJV show, we were talking about him explaining it to his fans. So,
28 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department said that it's dropping the criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, abandoning the prosecution that became a rallying cry for the president and his supporters in attacking the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. The action was a stunning reversal for one of the signature cases brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. The action was swiftly embraced by President Trump, who declared of Flynn he was an innocent man. He also accused Obama administration officials of targeting Flynn and said that I hope a big price is going to be paid. The department said it had concluded that Flynn's interview by the FBI was untethered to and unjustified by the FBI's counterintelligence investigation and that the interview was conducted without any legitimate basis. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes after a member of the military who served the president as a personal valet also tested positive for the virus. The White House is now increasing the regularity of testing for those who come in contact with the president and vice president to now occur daily instead of weekly. Miller joined Pence's office last year from the Department of Homeland Security. A 5-year-old boy in New York has become the second person in the state to die from a mysterious illness believed to be connected to coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made this announcement. He also said 73 children in New York have been severely ill and continues to urge vigilance. The syndrome is thought to be related to the Kawasaki disease, a rare but serious illness previously noted in children with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. New York's Health Department and the CDC is investigating the disease. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Opening up about the issues of the week, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I call it the Talk Radio Review or the Talk Radio Roundup. Choose your poison, if you will. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Storm. Jennifer Storm, where'd that come from? I'm looking at the weather. Jennifer, we changed your name. There was a lady on a station that I used to, I'm still on it in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. The lady's name was Stormy Weather, I think. She's on the interesting lady. All right, let's see. What do we have here? Number six. The word disgusting comes to mind when I see this stuff because it's transparent, but yet talking about it doesn't seem to do it. You know, sometimes when you talk about things, you actually feel like you're doing some good, that get people to, the ideas you have, get people to focus on things. This is such a polarizing, and how can it be polarizing when two guys basically murder somebody else for no good reason? Two white guys, a father and a son, they gang up on this guy who's jogging down the street because they say he looks like someone who robbed a store or something. I don't even know what the offense
was. They claim that there had been a series of burglaries in the neighborhood. And then now it's coming out that there was never a single burglary reported in the weeks leading up to this shooting. So, you know, there were no break-ins reported, and so it just...
What causes this? But what? Let's get into the deeper... I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it deserves something more than the same superficial stuff that we always lay on this, you know, stupid white people who don't like black people, and it's always in the South, and yada, 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 or some cop shoots... A white cop shoots a black guy.
This is more than that. This is mental ill. I mean, this is someone who is mentally deranged. If you watch this video, you will see that this is not the activity of a sane person. And there are plenty of people who are racist on all sides of the aisle. Blacks who hate whites, whites who hate blacks, whites who hate purples. But that doesn't mean you pick up a gun and go hunt somebody. And so I'm not trying to discount people who have stereotypes or who hate them, because that's
bad.
But
who thinks this way?
Everybody,
and how do they get to this point of thinking this way?
This is someone who's deranged, who thinks that it's okay to grab the dopey son and go on a hunting expedition of another human being.
With a rifle.
That's beyond explanation. Well, that's evil and it's bad.
Yeah. The son had a rifle and the father had a handgun. So they had two guns. And then, so we were talking earlier about who recorded the video. It turns out that the son's neighbor, a guy named William Bryan, was the one who recorded the video. So he came forward.
There's a lot of questions on that, too, because why... Here's the thing. If I saw that, I always put myself in someone else's shoes. If I saw that unfolding, I got to tell you, I don't know that I would just stand there and hold the camera. I would be probably screaming and shouting and trying to call
the police. But I think,
Jen, maybe this guy did.
Well, he didn't. And so this guy jumped in the back of the truck because he was going to go along with it. So I think he was filming the video as more of a trophy piece.
As a pride thing. Exactly.
Which is so messed up.
And that's what makes me wonder who the heck this guy is. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why it happens. This goes back millennia, where people don't, you know, of one color, don't like it. I was looking at a documentary last night of the British royal family. You know that Queen Elizabeth's father, when he went to Africa to bestow honors on the black soldiers, was told by his handlers that he couldn't touch them because he couldn't befoul his white skin with the dark skin of the Africans. This was 1949, 1950, somewhere in there. I mean, imagine, that's not that long ago. And then you look at some of the other things that are going on now, it's like we're still fighting the Civil War. Like people still don't get that the Genome Project proved that we were all the same no matter what the color of our skin. As if you didn't know that in the first place.
Those are people who believe in science, though. These are people, you know, if you believe in science, then sure, that's going to seem very logical.
I don't always believe it. Yeah, I don't always believe
it. There are a lot of people who don't want to believe in science, and, you know, it's just, whatever, it's horrible.
Number five on the list of items eligible for conversation, our relationship with China. Now, I don't know where we are with this. I don't feel like there's enough attention or action on this to satisfy me yet with regard to the people in the House and the Senate getting very active, very aggressive at curbing our relationship business-wise and otherwise with China and incentivizing bringing our businesses back. So what's going on, Jennifer? Or what is
One of the newest developments is that the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, felt the same way that you did, felt that the House of Representatives, not even back in session yet, wasn't taking action quickly enough or seriously enough on China. And so he formed internally, he formed a coronavirus, I don't want to say task force because that's what the White House is doing, but a Chinese task force, particularly,
caucus.
So that the House could actually start doing investigations and get, you know, line up the proof that they need to start talking about some legislation, some things that would allow for people to not only sue China, but also for incentives to bring businesses back. So that is finally underway this week. But I think you're right. This is, again, one of those things
what
that
the hell are we waiting for?
Needs to start with bringing industry back. Immediately.
The public wants this. Is a more you talk about this with people publicly, the more if they are thinking straight at all, they want to go after the reason, the cause, the people who are responsible for this outrage, not only in our country, but around the world, bringing the world pretty much to a standstill. Whether it ought to have been that way or not, whatever other conspiratorial things may or may not have gone on, it still is time for us to wake up, and all of you can have action here by not buying things that are made in China. and to be vocal when it comes to whoever's running for local, statewide, national office. This is the number one priority for me this year. This is a question I'm going to ask every candidate. I already started. I've been writing to my local, my congressperson here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So far, zero. And that doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve most Americans well. What are you protecting? Why are you not on the bandwagon at the beginning to strike out and get to the bottom of what, never mind, happened, but what we're going to do about it? You're just going to roll over and let these people do the same thing again? Then we are doomed. We're done. We let these people go back. We just go back to doing business as usual, buying all this crap from China and having all this these drugs manufactured there and God knows what else we're absorbing into our body from there. We're going to get what we deserve. We will get what we deserve. We kind of have. You're right. I agree with you. Yep. Kind of already have. So, all right. Do we have, let's see, number four. I'm still not trying. I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, you get so wrapped up in stuff. I'm so angry about China and so want to work this thing over. And then I get to Joe Biden and Tara Reid and what actually happened and why it's taken 35 years. And I just wonder, it's so frustrating. Why in the world have we got these two guys running instead of the best of the best? Jennifer thinks that Trump's the best president we ever had. Okay, so that's your opinion, and I love you for it. And you can back it up any way you want to. But I just thought, these are the two best guys?
Well,
most qualified
I think he's the
guys?
Best. Let me qualify this. I think he's the best president that we've ever had. Now, yes. Do I think that both of these guys have probably said
like
things or done
Lincoln
things?
Lincoln and FDR and Reagan.
I think
really?
He is one of the best presidents we've ever had, yes. I think he's been one of the most effective, and I could give you 1,000 reasons, but that's not really the conversation. The conversation is, do I think that Trump is, like, perfect morally speaking? No. Do I think that he said some things and done some things that are wrong? Yes. Do I think that Joe Biden has done those things? Absolutely, yes. I think that, unfortunately, it comes with power positions, and I think those things are slowly changing. But, does that say that they won't be great presidents? Well, I think there's a lot of people, Democrats, who have screamed as and included them as part of the Me Too movement, who are going to go and vote for Joe Biden. And I think that, you know, maybe there's some hypocrisy in that. Maybe there's not.
So,
but we all make these choices, right?
Here's where I am on this.
You get rewarded with somebody like Trump.
When I look at Joe Biden, and maybe the other candidates, but when I look at him, I think of the Manchurian candidate. And of the Democratic National Committee putting a puppet into a position who they pushed aside everybody else. They pushed Bernie out of the way. They pushed Bloomberg out of the way. They pushed some of the other people that deserved to be pushed out of the way. But those were two viable candidates. I mean, really strong candidates in many different ways. And because they didn't fit into the mold of the people running. It was the same thing that happened when Hillary Clinton got pushed Bernie, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz did. The same bunch of people who are basically trying to groom or find somebody. You know, they were told you want to stay in the Democrat. Look at what happened to Mayor Pete or any of these people. Stand in line. You'll get yours later on. We need to get everybody behind Biden. Why?
Yeah, but the problem, though, I love Mayor Pete, but the problem is he just didn't have any minority support.
No, I get that. Yeah, but I'm just saying
I understand, and I have a lot of very close family members and friends who love Bernie and have loved him for a long time. But look, the bottom line is, you know, Bernie supporters love to go to rallies, but they just don't go and vote. So, you know, you can, and I agree, I do think Bernie in 2016, I think he was absolutely kicked aside and that was very unfair. In this case, though, you know, the numbers are the numbers. His supporters just didn't go to the polls. Yeah. They didn't show up.
But you know what I'm saying about.
I do believe he's a puppet. If you listen to, and I feel bad because it almost to me, and I am not being shocking when I say I feel like it's almost elder abuse, because if you look at the person Joe Biden was a year ago, it's much different than the person that Joe Biden is today. And he's out there, and clearly they're trying to put in somebody who will take over for him. you know, at some point, whether he even makes it one day in office, we don't know. But as far as these sexual harassment claims go, the fact that he's getting a pass from the media and Democrats who skewered Judge Kavanaugh, and the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh had much less evidence than Tara Reid does. Tara Reid has a series of stuff that's following her, corroboration of her story from the 90s, and everybody's like, yeah, but no, we believe Joe. Well, how come you didn't extend that same belief to someone where there was no evidence, just one woman's word?
You answered your own question. The answer to your question is in the question.
Well,
you know what the answer is.
Is Tara Reid recorded an interview with Megyn Kelly? It hasn't aired yet. That I've been saying, where is she? Where I want to see her. I want to see her talk about this. Christine, Dr. Ford, when she gave that testimony, there were a lot of women who believed that she believed what she was saying.
Well, Anita Hill, the same thing.
Right. And so I want to see, you know, if this happened. Now, Joe Biden says it never happened at all. And so he wanted to release the records. And for some reason, they say they won't in the Senate. I don't know why. But it's kind of going around and around. And then his office, people who worked in his office, said that the complaints never existed. She has changed her story multiple times. I don't know how.
The latest piece of information is that when she got divorced from her husband back in 1996, it was part of their divorce proceedings, actually, that she had been sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. So, and the reason that they can't get him from the Senate is, and this is another outrage, unrelated, that Congress locks down these things for 50 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You're paying people off all the time, and 50 years.
This is the same bunch that just gave themselves a raise. All right, the people list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, Michael Flynn. And the outrage that's been perpetrated against him. Number 9, just outrage in general, focused on Kim Jong-un. I call him Little Fatty. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most powerful people in the history of the world. Number 7, Ahmaud Arbery, the fellow who was killed at the hands of those white people in Brunswick, Georgia. Michelle Obama's number 6. Joe Biden is 5. The leaders of the House and Senate, number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx tied at number 3. Mike Pence, number 2. I think he's done a pretty good job, actually, with all of this stuff. And Donald Trump is number 1. You don't see Pence on the list very often because he hasn't gone out of his way. I mean, I think he kisses up to Trump, but I still think in this circumstance, he's done a pretty good job. That's the overview of the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Each year, there are 800,000 strokes just in the United States. It's a leading cause of death and disability. That's why it's important to know the signs of a stroke and to take them seriously.
FAST. F for face. Facial drooping is sometimes a symptom that can occur. A for arm. Arm weakness. S for speech. Slurring of the speech can occur. And T is for time. Emergently seek care.
The good news, according to neurologist Dr. Robert Brown, is that the treatment options have expanded beyond the clot-busting drug TPA.
Now we're using catheter-based devices. You put a little plastic tube in the groin artery, advance that catheter all the way up into the brain artery, and extract the clot from the artery directly.
But again, the faster the treatment, the better chance of recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
The story list from Talkers Magazine now. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10 this week. Those murderous hornets that have come into the United States this past week on a Chinese ship. What do we make of them, and how do we get rid of them? Number 9, the charges against Michael Flynn have been dropped. Wow, you talk about red flags. Oof. Number 8, the situation in relationships. People are going through relationships in all kinds of ways. What's your the education circumstances, what you're learning at home, et cetera, et cetera. Number 7 ties into that with technology being the 7th item. Facebook naming censorship committee to look at things that are online and being posted. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, Chinese relations. Number 4, presidential race politics. Number 3, the economy and getting reopened again in the United States. Number 2, healthcare. Number 1, a overview of the stats, the projections. When are we actually going to be out of this? How long does it last? Those are the stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53. Past the hour here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, focused laser-like on the top 5 technical stories of the week, Victoria. We'll kick it off. Amazingly, we're going to count from number 5 to number 1. So, let's start with number 5.
Well, number 5 is a very practical thing that iPhone is doing for an update, because a lot of people are wearing face masks now, and if you have an iPhone 10 or 11 or anything that's updated with facial recognition, you know when you hold your phone up to unlock it and you're wearing a face mask, it doesn't recognize you. So now what the new update is, it's going to be on 13.5. It's going to be available to the public soon. If you have the free beta developer version of it, you already have this now on your iPhone. And essentially what it will do, instead of if you're wearing your face mask, when you hold your phone up to open it, to unlock it, instead of it trying to read your face, it will automatically give you the screen so that you punch in your code. So it saves you an extra couple of steps. It saves you some time. So it's a sign of the times. It really is. It's kind of crazy. We're backtracking now on this advancement with facial recognition. So now you're going to have your keypad will pop up. It does, like I said, it makes sense because everyone's wearing a mask right now. As soon as that's no longer the norm, it will probably revert back. They'll do another update on it. But for now, it definitely helps save some time.
All right, number four is an announcement from Walmart this week.
Yep, Walmart has launched a new service that will deliver items to customers in less than 2 hours. It's called Express Delivery, and it will cost $10 in addition to the regular charge for delivery, which normally ranges from $7.95 to $9.95. And Express Delivery will be available for 160,000 items, like groceries, toys, and electronics. And they've been testing this out in 100 stores since mid-April, and it's apparently gone very well. It's going to expand to nearly 1,000 stores this month, and then 2,000 locations in the next few weeks. All you need to do is go onto the Walmart website or the app and type in your zip code and see if this delivery service is available for you. All you need is a minimum order of $30, which it seems, you know, that's very easy to achieve when you go online and start shopping for stuff. And Walmart has 74,000 personal shoppers who are dedicated just to this service alone. So if Walmart is your only option or your local option, then you can at least get your delivery a lot faster than using Instacart.
Number three is a focus on Lyft. And just as an aside, I think I mentioned earlier this week, I asked whether Lyft and Uber drivers were both, all of them were wearing masks. And I think you said yes.
Yes, and riders have to as well. Well, Uber's got a lot of issues going on right now. They are offering free transportation for frontline workers, so that's one good thing. They're trying to help coordinate free food deliveries to first responders as well. For Lyft, though, they're finding that a lot of their customers are still using the service, and they're making runs to the grocery store, to pharmacies, to doctor's appointments, things like that. And they also found that most of their riders right now are coming from lower-income areas. So what Lyft is doing is a new program, and it's called Wait and Save, and it's exactly how it sounds. If you are willing to be a little more flexible with the time that you need your Lyft ride, then you'll actually save money. And so it's about 40% of the rides, they say, are starting and ending in lower-income areas, and so they wanted to make sure that it's a little more affordable for people who need those rides, because a lot of people don't have their own cars. Mm-hmm. So and they need to, you know, get medicines and groceries. So I think it's a good thing they're doing.
A lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods don't have any extra money now. Number two this week is a focus on Google and scammer. When I see those two words together, I think of Google as a scam in certain circumstances.
Well, Google's so huge, and there's so many, you know, entities to it, but they have been intercepting 18 million malware and phishing emails every single day related to the coronavirus. 18 million a day is a lot to keep track of. So in response to all this increased scam activity, they're reminding users that they have a tool called Password Checkup, which I've used. I actually used it yesterday. It's a great tool. It can help you, it'll let you know whether or not your passwords have been compromised, or if you're using the same password in multiple places, which all of us are guilty of doing. So any compromised passwords that it tells you about, you should change immediately. And security experts suggest creating unique passwords for every website or app that you use. Do not reuse passwords. So it's very simple to do. Just go to passwords.google.com, sign into your Google account so they can verify that it is really you, and then you click on Password Checkup, and it just gives you results broken down into three categories. And then from there, you just go and you change your passwords, and just you can make your accounts a lot more secure. So that's
number,
Password Checkup.
Number one, YouTube and Facebook, what are they doing together?
They're competing for graduation commencement speeches. YouTube has got the Obamas, and Facebook has got Oprah. So let the games begin. It's the Hunger Games of graduation ceremonies.
That's a good way of putting it. Those are the top five tech stories of the week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.